Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
This time of year, students are preparing for internships, and graduates are looking forward to their first day at work. Unfortunately, those plans have been put on hold. Students are gathering information and taking the proper steps for their future. Parents are also looking to support them in every way possible. And one of Howard University's career centers is here to guide students in the right direction. Hello, my name is Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Kim Wells, Executive Director of the Executive Education and Career Center of Excellence in the School of Business here at Howard University. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Dr. Frederick.
Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us about a very important topic. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about your own educational background and what it was like on your first job search.
Sure. So I did my undergrad at the College of New Jersey. And that first job search was actually supported by working in the Career Center for 4 years. I also had done interns, so I did some work. My mother had worked at IBM, so I did some work there. Also, I had worked at Educational Testing Service in Princeton. So that also helped me when it was time to go forward into the marketplace. Originally, I worked at Educational Testing, and that was until I came to Howard University, which was my dream school. And I was always excited about Howard. Coming from Princeton, New Jersey, Howard was the university.
You mentioned Princeton, New Jersey as home.
Yes.
What was it like growing up in Princeton, New Jersey?
It was interesting. I grew up in a section of Princeton that was referred to as the Witherspoon Corridor, or Black Princeton. And so historically, that community supported the university. So a number of people worked on campus. A number of people were always engaged with the campus. So, I mean, we were always in the shadows of the university, always able to go into lectures. As a paper boy in Princeton, I had professors as mentors as a young person. So it was very interesting. Also, running into people constantly. I remember a young Michael Eric Dyson as a young person. And so it was a fascinating place.
So let's spend a little time talking about University Career Services. That means a lot of different things on a lot of different campuses, and even on this campus, depending on if you're in the School of Business versus the College of Nursing and Allied Health, it could mean something very different.
Yes.
But with our students right now in the middle of this pandemic, thinking about jobs and thinking about their future in the short term, first give us a good clear view of how you see University Career Services.
Career Services is a critical point for the development of our graduates and our students. It's preparing them from usually their freshman year all the way up through graduation and even beyond to be excellent in their fields of endeavor. I think today Career Services is more than just teaching about resumes and cover letters. It's really how to engage in the workplace. It's how to position yourself for opportunities. Career Services is also about integrating today's technologies. So you need mobile apps. You need handshakes. You need to utilize these tools as well as familiarize yourself and be trained on how to engage through virtual interviewing. We're going to be doing a session this week on how to participate in a virtual internship. So the role has changed. It's evolved. And I think we're doing a fine job here at the university.
So you mentioned handshake. So for the uninitiated who may be listening, describe how that works in modern day interaction with employers.
Handshake is a great tool for students. It's a portal for students that can get information on how to research organizations, how to write resumes, information on industries that are emerging, opportunities. But more importantly, it's a way for students to directly apply to opportunities, to engage and actually sign up for interviews with companies. And of course, the job board is amazing. So the job board lists thousands of opportunities categorized by field and interest. So it is a wonderful tool for students. And we're very fortunate to have it here at the university.
And obviously, you work out of the School of Business.
Yes.
What have you been seeing in terms of job placement in the School of Business?
So up until this year, we were doing very well. We were close to about 89.9% placement rates. A lot of the other students were going on to graduate professional schools and other endeavors. This year has been a challenge. So far, we started the season back in September very strong, and a number of hires, both in internships as well as with full-time opportunities. But with this new COVID-19 environment, this new economy, we've already heard of a few situations where students had offers rescinded. We're having meetings with employers. We just hosted a meeting with about 40 employers last week to talk about their plans and what they'd like to do moving forward. So far, the commitments have been strong to existing opportunities that had been made, as well as the commitment to continue to work with our students, not just in the School of Business, but across the university. So we're very excited with a number of our partners, and it's truly a partnership and a collaboration with the organization. So we're seeing so far good results, but we're concerned. In the past recession, Dr. Frederick, weeks before students were to report, we were hearing stories of offers that were rescinded or situations that were adjusted because of the financial circumstances of the organizations. So there's still much to learn, but we'll be ready to pivot when the time comes.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Kim Wells, Executive Director of the Executive Education and Center for Career Excellence here at Howard University School of Business. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, it's obviously a different work environment. So many of us are working from home now. A lot of people are thinking may become more of the new normal, whatever that is. So with that in mind, what types of advice would you give those who are looking for jobs in particular,
sure,
who right now, given the unemployment rate, given the downturn in the economy, have got to be concerned?
Yes.
What type of solutions would you propose and what type of tactics they should be employing in order to try to secure employment in this environment?
Absolutely. So first thing is to do your homework. Study the marketplace. Study the trends. What new opportunities are emerging in the marketplace today? And a lot of that is just to follow what's happening in the pandemic. So you'll see opportunities in and around the business, the administration of, say, healthcare services, telehealth, various other types of opportunities to manage these operations, which have had to be very agile themselves. So there's a great deal of opportunities across all majors, all types of areas of expertise for professionals. Also, an individual needs to work on looking at their digital footprint or their branding. So it's time to scrub those social media pages, make sure that everything is consistent with some key messages about who you are as a professional, the types of services that you can deliver to the marketplace, how you would add value. Also, again, formulating is a big one, a council, a private council of advisors. So if you've got mentors, if you've got family members of people who can speak very plainly and directly to you and support you in your development and can assist with giving you ideas and sharing concepts or ways, again, that you can present yourself to the marketplace. Also, to advocate for you as well. Those councils should look like maybe alumni, employers you've worked with in the past or that you've worked with currently, leaders in the industry. And also maybe seeking out new contacts, people that can give you some insight and advice that will be willing to work a young, dynamic, and well-educated individual.
And now, let's shift gears a little bit for the students with internships. yes. in particular. How would you advise that student to occupy their summer? Should they be thinking about doing summer school? We've stood up summer school to be online this summer. Should they go ahead and probably accelerate their matriculation in order to use that time wisely? Or should they just go out and look for some probably related job, as tight as the job market is, or rethink the job and probably go into one of the industries that you think is going to be blossoming soon?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is to do, again, a self-examination. Let's assess where we are. Also, you can be powerful as a professional in new industries, doing new things, and influential. It doesn't have to be in those markets or in those industries that we were targeting in just a couple of months ago. So I think a student that maybe is looking at an internship situation that maybe was rescinded, unfortunately, it's frustrating. It's real. It's not unique to we're trying to share with the students to you as a student, or doesn't reflect you as a professional. But this is our new norm. We recommend that you quickly pivot, empower yourself. Talking to others, doing your research, and let's look at these other opportunities. Sure. So whether they be, again, creating opportunities for yourself, I do agree with you. Continuing with your education could be a great way to utilize the time, summer school, maybe taking additional classes, maybe in areas that you hadn't considered before, or areas that will support your new strategy.
What about for the students who don't typically have internships? What would you advise those where maybe the traditional corporate model of career services and employment is not something that they even participate in, but the downturn in the economy is going to affect them the same way?
Correct. And some of these industries like entertainment have been affected. So it's a challenge. However, perfect your craft. Continue to work hard, say as a musician. Continue to study the entertainment industry, to continue to study entertainers. Utilize technology, which can be a benefit to you. Go on to various sites. Study how you can, the development opportunities and areas or ways that you can develop yourself and your craft. There might be other majors, again, that don't necessarily, because of the nature of the new environment, where it's hands-on. So again, utilizing virtual mechanisms, virtual tools, study. It's not going to be an easy pathway. We're all learning this now as at this time. And certainly, talk to advisors, talk to coaches, talk to your current mentors, and receive that important advisement from them on how they would recommend a young, say, entertainer move forward in the industry. But again, I think it goes back to perfect your craft. This is a good time to rethink it. How can you deliver it in new ways, in new venues, and then move forward with that plan.
And as we wrap up, I ask all my guests who are associated with Howard University, why Howard University? For that young man and woman who are thinking of coming to Howard, May 1st is the deadline for students to declare where they should be going. For those who may be coming even in this uncertain world, why Howard University?
Howard University is the Mecca. There's no place like it on earth. As a person who grew up with a relative that had remarkable success way back in the day from, and he always attests, he always said it was because of Howard. Howard is a place where people care about you. People see you. People connect with you. They invest in you. This is a place where, whether you're one of the very best students that are coming out of the very top of your class, or you're a student that's maybe not the very best, but you're a student that's very competitive, we've got a place for you here at Howard University. And again, we've got a great president. We've got great teams and staffs throughout the university. We are here to support your success. So this is the place to be.
Thanks for being here. My guest today was Kim Wells, Executive Director of the Executive Education and Center for Career Excellence at the Howard University School of Business. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey, and stay safe.